A number of aid agencies working at the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya say they are running out of the funds needed to help the thousands of people there. Dadaab is the world's largest refugee camp, which is home to 500,000 people, mostly from Somalia. Last year, tens of thousands of people came to the camp to flee poverty and violence in Somalia. One of the agencies making the appeal for more funding is Oxfam. Its spokesperson in Kenya, Alan MacDonald, described the situation to Lydia O'Kane.
Perhaps you could talk to us about the situation in the camp, what people are living like in the camp and what the needs are.
Well, a year ago, we had a huge influx of people into the camp because of the famine and the conflict in Somalia. So we had 160,000 people coming into what was already the biggest camp in the world and was already very overcrowded. So these people had walked for weeks across the desert from Somalia, and they arrived very malnourished and with very few possessions, and were just camping under trees on the edge of the camp. So a lot has been done since then. The response from around the world to that crisis was very, very generous. And we've been providing these new arrivals with water, healthcare, shelter, and other kinds of aid. The problem is that now attention 1 year later has really faded from Dadaab, and that money is running out, and the funding that is available is just not keeping pace with the size of the camp. So you still have thousands of families living on the edge of the camp in very flimsy tents, which, because of the wind and the heat and the rain of the last few months, have been worn away and desperately need replacing, but there's no money to do so. People are also faced with the threat now that water services and sanitation services are going to be cut because of the funding crisis, and there's already a big shortage of these services because of the number of people. So, in some of the camps, there are very few health clinics, very few properly trained health workers, very few teachers for the children who want to attend school. And in the next few months, there could be even less.
Are there long-term solutions? Has there been any effort to move people out of the camps into more long-term housing, or has that just been completely difficult?
The camp is a long-term problem. So Dadaab has been in existence for 20 years now. And there are a few different camps. Some of them, where the new arrivals or the recent arrivals are staying, are still very, very basic, with basic tents, basic equipment and facilities. But some of the other parts of Dadaab are much more established and have almost turned into a town, really. So there are more permanent structures and so on. The problem is that the camp is just growing at such a rate and just keeps growing. And it's in a very remote and arid part of northeastern Kenya anyway, that it's very difficult to just keep pace with that growth. So there really does need to be a long-term solution, and ultimately the solution has to be that people can go back to Somalia. That's what people want. They want to go home and return to where they came from. But the problem is the ongoing conflict in Somalia, which is still going on. And until that's resolved, then these people are going to be stuck in Kenya for quite a while to come.
Yes, indeed. As you were saying, they're fleeing violence in Somalia. How many people are we looking at coming through every day to the camp?
At the moment, there's not so many coming. We had a very, very big influx last year, where the size of Dadaab grew by a third within the space of a few months, and it's now nearly 500,000 people in Dadaab. At the moment, we are still seeing some people arrive, but not nowhere near the numbers of that were happening last year. And part of that is because it's just been the rainy season in Somalia, so people in Somalia have been staying at home to try and cultivate crops and so on for the harvest. The problem is that the rains this year again in Somalia have been slightly less than average, which if you add that to the fact that people are still trying to recover from the famine last year, means that we are looking at quite a bad food situation in Somalia this year, and quite a bad harvest, which could potentially mean that more people start coming to Dadaab again.
How frustrating is it for you as aid workers on the ground, knowing that there's so much to be done and that there aren't the funds to do it?
It's very frustrating for our team on the ground. I mean, our team there has been working in Dadaab for a few years. We have people from the local community. We have workers who are themselves refugees, and you know, they really want to help the people who are coming. And when you see people, you know, who have fled the most unimaginable suffering in Somalia, and all that we can offer them is a flimsy tent that is now old and in need of replacing, and not enough water and not enough healthcare and so on, and not even the chance to go to school, then it is very, very upsetting.
You were saying that the camp and the situation there has fallen out of the news, and it happens a lot when things are highlighted in the beginning and then you don't hear anything more about them for another 6 months to a year. You're hoping now that the international community will step up to the plate and give more?
That's right. I mean, a year ago, there was an awful lot of attention on Dadaab, and the response was very, very generous, not only from governments and donors, but also from the general public. And that money did have a huge impact. And the problem facing donors now is that there are lots of different competing priorities around the world. You know, there are lots of issues that need funding, and there's also the economic crisis happening. So, I mean, funds are scarce, but this camp has been here for so long. It's the biggest camp in the world, and Kenya is taking on a huge burden of hosting 500,000 refugees. And given the importance of Somalia, and we have politicians all over the world who have said that Somalia is an important priority. So with that in mind, I mean, the difference that a few million dollars or euros could make to people's lives is enormous. So we really hope that international governments and donors will keep their commitment to the camp.
There's been quite a few conferences on the Somali situation, so it's obviously a case of resolving the situation that's in Somalia so that people, as you say, can return home or don't have to flee.
People want to go home. I mean, you speak to most people in Dadaab, and particularly the recent arrivals, and they would like to return home, but they just don't feel safe to do so. There has to be a peaceful solution in Somalia, and I think peace in Somalia is only going to come about through a genuine political process rather than some of the military attempts to force a peace that we've seen over the past year. And there has been a lot of attention, a lot of international conferences, a lot of statements from global leaders and so on about Somalia. But these processes at the moment tend to be very high level, just involving politicians and governments. And I think the voices of ordinary Somalis and some of the local peace initiatives that ordinary Somalis are doing themselves need to be better involved in that process if it's really going to be successful.